Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While 2015 marks the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, it also represents the same milestone for our next guest's company, which began that year, 1865, in Charleston, South Carolina, as a supplier of building materials to rebuild the South. And he attributes the company's long-term success to its ability to maintain the entrepreneurial spirit of its founder. Maybank Haygood is CEO and third-generation executive of William M. Byrd & Company. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston. Maybank, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Thank you.
For our listeners not familiar with your company, give us a brief history and overview of William M. Byrd.
Mike, first of all, the company is named after its founder, William M. Byrd. And William Byrd was a blockade runner in Charleston Harbor during the Civil War. He was caught, sent to a prisoner of war facility outside of Boston, made a number of contacts up there, and during the fall of 1865, after the war, he came back to Charleston and was one of the few local Charlestonians to really get involved and take advantage of the rebuilding of the Southeast.
So it sounds like his entrepreneurial spirit was alive and well there in that POW camp.
I think so. Mr. Byrd was quite an entrepreneur, and he spent over 50 years in the business. It started from those origins, but he took it much further over the next 55 years.
And the company right now is located solely in Charleston. Are you part of a national organization?
We're headquartered here in Charleston, but we actually cover a 9-state region in the Southeast, in the Mid-Atlantic. Our primary products at this point are flooring. We're a floor covering distribution business. And we also have a sister company that's involved with third-party logistics named TransSouth Logistics.
Well, talk about the flooring industry. How has that evolved over the past 150 years?
Mike, it's evolved quite a bit. We've actually been in the flooring business for a little over 75 years. We have been an Armstrong flooring distributor in the Southeast for that period of time. We've seen the industry change from being almost exclusively domestically manufactured products to now it's a very healthy mix of both domestic and imported products.
What are the challenges faced by the flooring industry right now? For your company to have lasted this long, there have been a lot of economic ups and downs in those years.
Mike, great question. I think probably our biggest challenge right now would be that it's all about consumer sentiment and confidence. We've been very encouraged the last few years with the rebuilding starting, but we're still very far behind as an industry on the number of houses being built in the South than where we were in the early 2000s.
Now, with technology playing such an important role in today's business world, how has that affected your business? And in particular, I'm thinking of things like the Internet of Things. So many products are being connected to the Internet. Are flooring materials being connected to the Internet?
It's a really interesting point. You know, online capabilities are changing how our customers and their customers shop for home finishes. If you look at the consumer side, almost all product knowledge and those initial ideas on style and fashion are generated via the web. Ultimately, some customers will actually order product online, but many of them do that initial research and then do go visit the local retailers. That's a big change. And for our customers, all of our supply chain management, order fulfillment, our after-the-sale service, and really the way that our customers do business with us today, whereas historically that much of that has been done over the phone or via fax, almost 50% of it's now done online.
Now, Maybank, I understand your company also recently made the list of one of the best places to work in South Carolina. What makes a good workplace environment these days?
Mike, in my opinion, I believe what makes a great workplace today are those organizations that start with their values. We're a company and a family of companies that's been built on a foundation of five essential values. They're pretty straightforward. We care about each other. We play to win. We play by the rules. We believe respect is earned, and we do what we say.
Well, Maybank, congratulations again on your milestone of 150 years in business and on your award from the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciated being a part of it.
Maybank Haygood is CEO of William M. Byrd & Company, and we will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and post your comments with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.